weapons with the greatest of ease. The gang take out their own gang. All right, folks, welcome to the Randomness in Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, David, and introducing my co-host, Dan, the man.
What's happening, folks? We are live, finally. Oh, we got a round of applause from our beautiful audience here.
Live studio audience. That's what we're recording in.
Live.
So, let's see. Let's start with, I'm David. I have a lot of audio equipment, decided to do a podcast, invited my friend on board. He agreed. So, say hi to the folks, Dan.
What's going on, folks? You're going to find me to be a kind of a character. If you already know me, you know how I am. I'm a little fucked up, but it's all right. We're going to have fun with this. So, I hope you guys enjoy listening to stuff that really don't mean shit in the world and a little bit of wrestling mixed in, and we're gonna have some fun. You'll like it.
We are. I hope people will. You know, summer is actually about to end. You know, school starts tomorrow, thank God. No kids at Target. The only bad thing is school zones. I'm gonna dread 20 miles an hour. But you know,
don't text in the school zone.
No texting, no hands free. Stay hands free. And you know, I want to start off with you know, I guess telling the folks out there, you know, how would you spend your summer, you know, in the years past, Dan?
Well, when we were in school, my summers were spent in summer school most of the summer, because I was a knockoff, and I failed a lot of classes. But hey, I made it through. I got through. But yeah, most of my summers were wasted in a classroom. The place I didn't want to be the most, but ended up there almost the entire year because I didn't do my homework. I didn't pay attention, and I didn't listen. And as I've grown older, I can give you some advice, kids. Pay attention. Do your homework. You don't want to go to summer school. It used to be like $300 a class or something, and I remember I'd get my birthday money, and I'd have to go and spend that birthday money on summer school, so it sucked.
And we also, did we take a night class together?
Oh, yeah, because I failed on my senior year. And in order to walk across the stage, I ended up having to take a night class. I think it was for, like, economics or something.
Economics
bullshit.
Or government, something. I know I had algebra at night.
We had to go to public school, dude.
That was scary.
Yes, we were very scared.
I did not know what to expect for public school. Because, you know, as you may or may not know, you know, I met Daniel at Holy Cross. What year again was it? You were a sophomore?
I was a sophomore, I believe.
So then 2000.
2000, yes.
Because if I was a freshman, I would have been 2000.
WrestleMania 2000, the year of.
Okay.
They didn't use a Roman numeral that year.
Yeah. So, let's see. I met Daniel through a mutual acquaintance, Prater.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to... I guess what, start a band?
We started the band.
And so you had me, I guess a drummer at the time, Prater, bass?
Yeah, Prater's playing
bass. And then my friend, John Mike, guitar. And he said, oh, I know this singer, if you want to meet him.
Awesome singer.
And I said, okay, sure. And then I just asked, so can you sing? And what was your response?
I can growl.
That was... The first words that Dan ever spoke to me was, I can growl. And I kind of looked at them and said,
this guy's fucked up.
Well, I was like, well, okay. All right, so I guess let's start this. And, you know, we started playing music. We would have practices at the house, which led to something we called musket fights.
Musket fights were the best, man.
And it was just a bunch of random junk at my grandpa's house that we would hit each other and throw stuff at each other. And that was our practice.
Yeah, we didn't do much practice. No. You used to practice outside in your underwear, remember?
Yeah, because it was comfortable in our why bother? You know, I'm not going to get dressed up in my own home. And let's see. So I remember... The practices, I mean, we didn't have to practice for one, because I honestly think we're that good. And
we never should have practiced.
No,
if we were that damn good.
Because we could actually just go to a gig and just play.
Just how we could.
And
we knew what we were doing.
And you know, I by this time I will have our demo up there, so you guys can listen to it.
Back in the man, that was years ago, man.
And that was I think that was you graduated, didn't you? That was the year you were leaving.
I graduated.
So that demo was 2003.
Maybe it was 2003.
So that's a long time ago, and I found that tape and made it digital, so it will live forever.
In infamy, years, decades from now, they're gonna unearth this thing called a computer, and turn it on, and Object of Vertigo is gonna be on there, digital.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you used to put the tapes in motels or
hotels? Yeah, I used to leave them when I go to the coast. I'd leave a copy of our tale in hotel rooms.
So some poor maid grabbed it, listened to it, and hopefully kept it. Or
I'd leave them random places. Oh, yeah.
How many did you leave?
We made a bunch of copies. Well, I don't have any copies left, so shit. They're all over the all over South Texas in random places. I think I left one at a Circle K in Freer on the way to the ranch. So, man, yeah.
Did we have a shirt at the Goodwill? Did you find one?
Somebody found one. It wasn't me, but somebody did. I don't remember who it was. One of our awesome shirts ended up at Goodwill.
I hope someone bought that. I want to know who took it.
Who took it to Goodwill?
That's what I want to know.
Who's the asshole who took it to Goodwill?
Because I have my shirt. That's a collector's item.
Yeah, it'll at live this forever. Point, I'll never throw mine away.
So, folks, I know after hearing that also demo, you're probably wondering, you know, when is this band going to get back together? They sounded so awesome that I have to hear them. Well, we actually have a request to get back out there from one of our mutual friends, Hector.
Hector, what's up, Hector?
What's his name? Venegas.
Venegas.
He works at a bank. I won't say which one, but, you know, we saw him for lunch, and I told him, hey, the band's getting back together, and he asked, you know, what kind of venues do you have set up?
You know, when you told him we were getting back together, I'm sure his reaction in his head was a little, you know?
Mm-hmm, because, I mean, who doesn't want to hear us?
People, there's a demand.
And the thing is with us is, you know, we may not be the best, but I think we put on a pretty good show.
Yes.
And, you know, we sing an array of different genres of music. You know, we have punk from The Offspring, classic rock with Ozzy, and country, patriotic, Toby Keith.
And Angry American.
And you know, hopefully maybe we can write some originals.
Yes. One night only. It's going to be a one night only gig, and this is going to be your last chance at listening to the greatest music that's ever graced a speaker.
I think so. I know your wife thinks so as well.
Yes. Kelly's Cakes.
Kelly's Cakes. Maybe in a couple of weeks we'll get a real commercial going out there for her, and you'll be surprised. We actually had some cakes tonight.
Yeah.
The first one was Oreo.
Yes.
Oreo cake, that was very good.
A cool cake for and, the
summer. Well, for the end of summer, yeah, since we're summer. Ending. But the strawberry one was my favorite because, you know, I feel it was a little healthy because, you know, it has strawberries, fruit, jello, you know, jello, very light.
Light.
You know, so it was perfect. Perfect for the end of summer.
Yes.
And let's see. So as far, you know, we're talking about the band. Well, our one gig coming up is going to be my sister's quinceanera, and we'll be playing, hopefully, half an hour, if we can.
I think we can do two.
Maybe two half hours?
How long is it?
Oh, well, the quinceanera is probably about 5 hours, so.
Okay, we could do that if we had to.
Yeah.
Cancel the mariachis.
Well, actually, we are the mariachis, according to my mom. So while people are eating dinner, we'll be...
Enjoy your brisket, folks.
Enjoy your brisket. No, it's going to be...
Chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo. That's what it's going to be. Oh, so man. While people are eating chicken Alfredo, they'll be listening
to keep them separated.
That soothing sound right there, folks. That will be serenading all the guests, my family.
I probably just blew out some people's speakers with that one.
Oh, well.
Turn down your volume, folks.
That's a volume check right there. And what kind of music... I guess, did you listen to in high school?
It was a lot of, like, I changed through high school music-wise. I mean, like, the beginning was a lot of Rob Zombie, Metallica, Korn, L7. Remember Union Underground?
Oh yeah, the Nashville, last band.
Nashville Pussy was a big one. What else? What else? I listened to all that. PM5K. Man, I had all those damn. And then it kind of transitioned to, you know, that when we started the band, we had, you know, a lot of Offspring influence, System of a Down, freaking, well, of course, like Ozzy and all them were always in there. And then towards the end of high school, I got more into the country side of it and started getting really into, like, the Toby Keiths and the freaking, I got into Kenny Chesney for a while, too.
I remember I have some Kenny Chesney songs whenever you showed me.
And, what else did
Dirk's Bentley.
Dirk's Bentley was a big one. And then I got into the Texas country stuff, the Red Dirt and all that with, you know, Kevin Fowler, Roger Gregor, all those guys. Robert Earl Keen, of course, was always big for me. But, yeah, I had a vast array of music. I mean, and like, now I like, you know, Elton John and Billy Joel and what else do I like? I like a lot of stuff, man. It's just, if it's good music, I'm listening, pretty much is how I like to think about it. And yeah. You were always into
it was mainly rock. Yeah. I remember, what was that store at Ingram? Was it FYE?
It was Sam Goody, FYE.
Sam Goody, FYE. I remember I would actually buy tapes. Because they used to have a big old bin, and they would have a bunch of loaded tapes. I bought a Van Halen tapes. Because remember, I was supposed to play Hot for Teacher, and you were supposed to jump.
I was supposed to jump.
Yeah, our deal was if I could play Hot for Teacher drum solo, Daniel would have to jump like David Lee Roth.
I'm never going
to happen. Jump. Yeah, I'm never going to be able to play that. So that's a deal that won't happen. I actually remember buying a Black Sabbath Greatest Hits and thinking, oh, okay, well, this is interesting. And then it all comes back to wrestling, folks. I remember buying Stone Cold Metal.
Oh, Stone Cold Metal was...
And just because it had Stone Cold on the cover.
Didn't have the hologram that changed his head from his face to a skull.
Yeah, it had all that. And I just remember, oh, I guess I'll buy it. You know, it's Stone... I thought it was going to be...
Stone Cold entrance scene.
Yeah, or like it was going to be like the Full Metal albums. Yeah, with just wrestler themes. And then so here comes... It played the Scorpions, Kiss, Foghat, Dokken, all these. And I was like, oh, okay. So then, you know, I started listening to, it was KZIP at the time, 104.5. And then, little by little, getting into the Offspring. I know John Mike was the one that was big into the Offspring. And I started buying CDs. And the first... full CD I bought of them was one of their newest ones, which it didn't have all their old hits. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, well. And then I started buying their older songs and then got into them. And now it's all over the place now. I actually, people at work, they get freaked out because I'll be on the machine and it'll be either... It'll actually be like Backstreet Boys or like some 90s pop, and they'll be like, what the hell are you listening to? And it's like, oh, well, I mean, I grew up, during that. So, it's catchy. And then also freestyle music, which is funny because it makes my mom look bad, but she's not a bad person. It's just I remember going to sleep with the radio, and it was on KTFM. And so... on Friday nights, whenever they'd be at the whatever club, that's the music that would play. And then I remember when my mom was younger and she'd go out with her friends, and I'd be just, you know, in the bed, just waiting, like just waiting for her to come home and listening to the radio, and it'd be that music. And
red alert.
Yeah. And it's just, and you know, I think it is funny how I guess like the brain works, because I never thought of listening to that music.
Yeah.
Until turning 21 and going into the bars and clubs with like my coworkers and friends and all that, and then hearing that music and just thinking, man, I remember this, and like having a good time, even though I didn't listen, you know, religiously to freestyle or whatever. I think it's in my,
it's still there.
Yeah, like yeah. somehow, but it's just yeah. funny.
That's how I am with like Sinatra and stuff, because like my grandpa would listen to all that, and like now I catch myself putting on Pandora or even whatever, yeah. and Prime Music and all that, and I'm jamming to Dean Martin and, you know, the whole Rat Pack and all that, and it's I think as we get older and stuff, you know, we I guess there's some nostalgia in it, and plus you start wondering, and your mind opens a little more, I think, and you start venturing out into different genres.
Yeah, just I know I read American Psycho, which is a movie, but I read the book, and there's a chapter on I think Genesis and Phil Collins in there, and I remember reading the chapter, and then I bought this this lot of 80s CDs on eBay for like $5, and they ship like 50-60 CDs.
Yeah.
And I remember I just downloaded all of them onto the little iPad or iPod, and then when I read the book and I saw Genesis, I'm like, huh, let me see. And then I had on my iPod, oh, Genesis. I go, oh, I'm gonna listen to it. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh man, I really like Phil Collins. And I started buying Phil Collins
honorary Texan Phil Collins.
Yeah, he loves the Alamo,
number one collector of Alamo memorabilia in the world,
which is weird because he's not even from
America. Alamo, who doesn't love the story?
It's just funny because I don't see any you know, Americans going out and taking
that much pride in it.
Or no, like going to another
place,
another, and yeah. Man, this is this where this battle yeah. happened. Like, who cares?
Because this is America.
That's true. We're better.
That's Texas.
What's the American medal count?
Oh man, what is it? We gotta look that up.
Because it's already over. So.
Yeah, I think we're blowing people out of the water. I think the closest one to us was the UK, and just like SummerSlam, what was it, 97, when the Montreal Screwjob happened,
mm-hmm.
America came out on top. Over Canada, the UK, Australia, all those other countries. Let me get you the medal count real quick through the magic of the internet. Google that. Our medal count right now is... Oh, this thing ain't even all totaled up for me. Thank you, Google. I'm going to have to do math and look stupid. We got 46 golds, 37 silvers, and 38 bronze. So what's that? I don't know. I need a calculator. I went to Holy Cross.
Yeah, they didn't really teach us math or algebra.
Anyway, yeah, the closest ones to us, I think, were like the UK.
Oh, okay. But anyway, I guess overall, America came out on top.
God bless America.
So that's always good. So let's see. All right. So we're about the halfway mark here.
Maybe.
And
we can go for hours.
Yeah, we can. But, you know, we're going to try to limit you guys. I know you guys want us to go for hours and hours, but, you know, we have to give you material for weeks on weeks. So let's go ahead and, I guess, get to the wrestling part of the podcast. And we just watched SummerSlam, and I know Daniel has a lot of notes that he wants to get off his chest.
You hear my notes?
That's a lot of notes.
And I'm a little pissed off right now.
He was. So let's see here.
Okay.
So you can start where I get up the card, because wasn't really paying attention.
Pre-show was way long. It started at 4 o'clock. Anyway, first match on there was a 12-man tag featuring the Hype Bros, the Usos, and American Alpha against the Vaude Villains, the Ascension, and Breezango. Here's the deal with this. The Hype Bros gimmick is pretty good right now. It's working. I like it. The Usos are worn. You know, they kind of... You get tired of the same thing over and over mm-hmm. and over. They held the titles. They've been there. They've done that. They can go, but I think they need a little gimmick change. You know what I mean? And then American Alpha is hot coming off of it, coming up from NXT. The Vaude Villains are kind of stale right now. They were hot in NXT. They were doing good, and I don't think the gimmick transitioned very well onto the main roster. And I think a lot of that has to do with booking, but that ain't what we're going to talk about. The Ascension... I never liked them in NXT. I don't like them now. It's just their gimmick is just horrible. It's stale. I think they just need to let them do what they're going to do and be themselves. You know, they're trying to bill them like the LOD Demolition had a baby, and it just doesn't work for me. They don't have that look, you know. And then Breezango is just awesome. They're funny. They're funny as hell. Tyler Breeze is a hell of a freaking wrestler, and And Fandango's Fandango. But anyway, so the Hype Bros, the Usos, American Alpha win. The Faces win. There's a little controversy at the end because one of the Usos, I gotta remember, is Jimmy and Jay. They looked the same. Tagged themselves in when American Alpha was going for their finisher. So the Usos kind of got the credit for the pin. American Alpha was pissed off. And they kind of just sweeped it under the rug, which you could tell there might be a heel turn coming for the Usos. So, I mean, that was a pre-show match first. Oh. All right, then we had the second match on the pre-show was the Dudleys versus Neville and Sami Zayn. That was just a thrown together match to get Neville and Zayn on the card, I think, especially Zayn. They came out on top, of course. Good match. Nothing spectacular. Then the pre-show, King started talking about his marriages with his ex-wives and stuff. So you know how that went. Booker T got in on that and they kind of shut it down through the earpieces, I'm sure. So that was pretty funny. Then we have this Sheamus and Cesaro best of seven thing going on. They had their first match. It was actually a damn good match that I thought should have been on the main card and probably could have took the place of that freaking Divas match that we're going to get into. Not the championship match, but the tag match. But anyway, that was actually pretty good. I'm kind of, these two beat the hell out of each other all the time, so I'm kind of looking forward to that best of seven series. Sheamus picks up the win there. Gets one over on Cesaro, so... Then we get into the main card. So we're in Brooklyn. WWE's in Brooklyn, hometown of Enzo and Cass. So
is it their hometown?
Yeah, they're from New York.
I thought you were going to say the Brooklyn Brawler.
Brooklyn Brawler. Oh,
too bad he wasn't there.
He got released. Couldn't even produce. Anyway, so Enzo and Cass versus Kevin Owens and Jericho, or Jericho.
Jericho.
Which I'm sure was pretty cool for Owens because that's like one of his Canadian idols, you know, and... That'd be like us getting a tag with Sean, you know? So anyway, they get the win over Enzo and Cass in their hometown, which was a good match. I like the way they booked that with Cass and Enzo losing because, I mean, if Sean can lose a Rumble in San Antonio, anybody can lose in their hometown.
Oh, yeah, he did lose.
Remember, he lost to Taker.
Yeah.
All right. Then we had Sasha and Charlotte for the women's title, and... Sasha dropped the belt pretty quick.
I don't know if she got hurt or didn't she have unofficial news.
Unofficial news on Facebook on one of the pages we like. I don't remember what page it was, but yeah, they're saying that she was going to miss 32 days for the next 32 days. They're actually going to be out of action or something. Which I'm probably thinking she's going on her honeymoon or something because she just got married. So I don't know. We'll see. Anyway,
It was just kind of a weird match.
It was kind of thrown together. It kind of seemed like they called everything in the ring. There was really nothing planned out, and they might have called that win in the middle of the match. But anyway, it was an all right match. It was pretty good. Then Cena, The Miz, and Apollo Crews, or Apollo Creed as I like to call him. Oh, give me your take on that.
I don't really care on any of that. I don't really like Apollo Crews. He's too happy. He got a letter from his mom for permission to meet up with Miz.
What the fuck was that about?
I don't know. I just remember seeing some kind of thing.
I saw something about it too, but
said, "This is a letter from my mom, and
I can kick your ass."
Like, okay, and I don't know what the hell the Miz is worrying.
Yeah, and Maurice doesn't need to be on the damn TV. She's annoying. To me, she's annoying as shit. She doesn't do anything for The Miz. She just stands there fucking... I don't see the point in her being there. I know they're going to put her on Total Divas, so I'm sure
that's why she's there. That's pretty much it.
But anyway, so Paula loses, Miz retains. I'm good with that. I like The Miz. I just don't like the booking. And we're not going to come on here and talk shit about people wrestling because we can't do that shit. And you were talking about it earlier.
I'm not going to be one of those fat nerds with the bent... what are they called? Neck beards.
Not
saying,
real beards.
It's not a 5-star match because I can't even produce a 1/2-star match. Yeah. So I'm not even going to be negative.
We're not here to talk shit. We're just here to critique.
No. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think the one I really just watched was, I guess, AJ Styles and John Cena.
That was actually a good match, man.
Yeah. Because, you know, I would never think Cena could lose.
And Cena and his Calvin Klein chonies. Showing them off. I bet he got some money off of that.
But, and I actually like his jorts.
His jorts and his shoes?
I like his American flag jorts.
Oh, in the pocket?
Yeah. I actually like that. Anyway. You know who has a pair?
Who?
My dad.
America.
I don't know where he bought them.
Wasn't he in the military, your dad?
No.
On the reserves. Hey, close enough. He can wear those. So yeah, Styles vs. Cena was a damn good match, I thought. I mean, they've put on pretty good matches. I think it's time for the rivalry to end already. But yeah, that was a damn good match.
Yeah, I don't know who AJ would face now. Who's
Orton?
Oh yeah,
Orton's face, AJ's heel now. I don't know. Then we had the whole segment with John Stewart coming out with New Day against Gallows and Anderson. I'm really not liking the whole nut balls thing going on because they broke Big E's nuts in half or some bullshit. They got eggs in a mason jar and all that. It was a good match. John Stewart had way too much to do with it, I thought. Took away from the match. Big E coming out at the end and tearing people apart was awesome. But I don't know. I don't think they needed John Stewart in there at all.
He overacts all the little
things,
and it's just very distracting. And then Universal Champion, which we thought was supposed to be the main event, and we actually
this was not the Universal.
Ambrose.
Yeah, this was the WWE title. Fuck.
Yeah.
With Ambrose and Ziegler. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you're very upset because
here's the fucking thing I gotta say about this bullshit match. Okay, for one, why the fuck is your number one title in the company behind what, four more fucking matches?
Mm-hmm. And okay, was the Divas one too, wasn't it?
A Divas tag match on top of that. Okay, so here, and I mean, now they're calling it a women's because they're all superstars now. But you got your number one title in the fucking company, and you're having it fucking not even close to the main event, for one. Ambrose is pissing me the fuck off lately because I don't know what the whole podcast thing with him and Stone Cold was, if that was a work or, you know, WWE was in their fucking ears to make it all awkward and shit. But you've got a guy like fucking Dolph fucking Ziegler that can go for fucking days and is a badass. And Ambrose is a badass too. And they put, that wasn't the greatest fucking match. That should have been a show stealer. And it was less than memorable. There wasn't any excitement there at the finish. There wasn't any fucking like, oh my God moments and shit. And I don't know. I just don't think Ambrose needed to fucking win. I think it was time. You had Ziegler show this mean streak that he had. Mm-hmm. You had him showing this different side of him. He'd been there since fucking forever. You know, he was a cheerleader. He got shit on. He fucking worked his way to the top.
Him do that KFC commercial.
What the fuck was that about?
As the Colonel.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. This fucker doesn't bitch on Twitter. He doesn't do anything but fucking show up to work every day and bust his fucking ass. And then you give him a fucking match like that, not even close to winning. Like, I'd be okay with it if he lost, but it was a badass match. Like, that match should have been fucking 10 times better than what it was.
Mm-hmm. More time.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, like, what the fuck was that about? So anyway, that pissed me the fuck off. But anyway, that's about all I've got to say about that match. I mean, we could have worse things than Ambrose being the champ.
Yeah.
And I'm an Ambrose fan. But, I mean, I thought that was, with the whole evolution of the WWE with these new up-and-comers coming up and the landscape of the WWE changing, you could have fucking put that belt
at least for a week you know, give them the Kane treatment, the Ryder treatment.
The belt could have changed hands to give it a little freshness.
And I, you know, if Ziggler would have won tonight, that place would have went nuts just for that feeling. And then, you know, tomorrow
or
Tuesday, you know,
like Zack Ryder at Mania. I mean, that place went fucking nuts. We were there and then, okay, next day it's gone, you know.
Yeah, but it. I mean, he got that he moment, got it, yeah. And the crowd went crazy, but they couldn't give that to us, I guess, just for a night.
So after that match, they give us the women's tag match, which was Naomi, Becky Lynch, and Carmella against Alexa Bliss, Natalya, and was supposed to be Eva Marie, right? So Eva Marie got popped for whatever prescription pills or drug violation, what a wellness policy violation, which who gives a fuck? She needs to get off the fucking TV. Anyway, so they have the whole thing where they're gonna bring her out. Then it says she's going on vacation because she needs to relax because she's stressed
with the
bullshit.
Fans.
So who's gonna be the fucking mystery woman to take her place? And who the fuck is it? None
who
other than
it?
Fucking Nikki Bella. And my only reaction was,
No, God, please, no! 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 What the fuck?
what the fuck was that? Like, why the fuck? I get it. You're having this whole deal, this women's wrestling revolution and all that, and you bring back the chick that is basically the cause of having to have a revolution.
Mm-hmm.
It made no fucking sense to me. And then she gets the win. She fucking does her little torture rack that she can't do anymore into a fucking powerbomb or some bullshit.
And she yelled, I'm back
to the crowd. And now she's on SmackDown with her fucking dude. So, I mean, what the fuck? And you got that after the fucking WWE title match. Your fucking world title, the pinnacle of the fucking company. And then you got that. I mean, come on. So, anyway, I got issues with that match. And then...
What's next? Was it Rusev next?
No, then we had... Finn and Rollins.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's this new title, the Universal Championship. Looks they're bringing in.
Disgusting with that red.
Man, it looked like shit. It looked like hammered dog shit. And they could have done a lot more with the belt, I thought. Finn and Rollins are fucking two of the greatest in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a damn good match. And yet you still have two more matches after that match. So this isn't even considered a main event to me. And then... You lose that the integrity and the fucking prowess of that fucking new belt. You know, here's this new belt. You got this young hot star coming up from NXT and Finn that you can fucking put on top of the fucking mountain to carry your fucking company with Rollins right behind him. And you're not even going to make that belt the focus of your fucking company. Nope. You know, like, because you've got... You still got Rusev and Reigns after that, and then you've got Brock and...
I mean, we thought it was going to be Reigns as the main event, and...
I mean, I'm fucking happy as hell that Finn won that title, because Finn can carry the damn company on his back, but I didn't like where they put the match. It was just bad, where they put that. It kind of took away from the excitement of the win for me. It was kind of like WrestleMania 30, you know? Crowd's on fire, we're there, we're all fucking excited. Then Taker loses, you know, we're ready for Daniel Bryan to finally win his fucking match, you know, finally win his title. And then Taker loses to Brock, and the rest of the fucking night was shit. Because
that whole crowd went silent. Yeah. I remember, was it you that called me, or that people were pissed off in the restroom?
Yeah, people were pissed.
I know my friend Joseph was there, and he said that people left, and that people were crying and, you know, hitting the walls. And
the guy that was sitting next to me was like, let's go get our fucking money back. He was going to go after his money back and shit. Anyway. And then people walked out of that shit after that. And I was fucking pissed. If I hadn't paid that much money to fucking do all that shit, I would have walked out too. But anyway. So then we had Rusev and Reigns for the U.S. title. So Finn wins that match, of course, right? New Universal Champ. He's going to do great things. He'll be all right. Raw's in good hands. And then you got Rusev and Reigns. And Rusev is white hot right now as a heel.
And we already expected him to lose.
Yeah. And you're probably the biggest Rusev fan I know. And Rusev is freaking on fire. The whole thing going on with the wedding and the cake smashed on Lana and all that crap.
American pigs.
Yeah, the American pigs and respect my wife and all that. I mean, Rusev is freaking awesome when it comes to being a heel. He's one of the better heels in the company. And then you got Reigns. The crowd fucking hates him. Everybody hates him. Nobody likes a kid guy anymore. And I was expecting him to walk out of there with a title. I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that... I mean, they're just shoving him down our throats. They want us to think he's this big badass like they always have. So they do the whole brawl before the match even starts. Rusev's playing like he got a fucking broken rib or something. And Reigns just beats the living shit out of him.
So I mean, you mentioned it. That's a heel turd. Yeah. And, you know, I do see it now because he's starting to act real cocky, real snobby. And... with this little mahalo hand sign when they're like, cool, bro. Like, you know, I just speared you. And, you know, he's starting to act arrogant, which he didn't before.
And I think the only way they're getting him over now is if he does go heel. And just turn him into a full-blown asshole fucking heel.
I mean, but they're going to try to replicate The Rock, which isn't going to happen because he can't talk like The Rock.
Shit.
So, you know, I do see a heel turn coming up, but I guess the arrogant one. But I don't know. Who knows with this guy? Because I really don't see it working as a heel turn. Because they're gonna try to copy The Rock. That's not gonna work, and he can't work as, you know, a good guy because people hate him.
Yeah, they fucked up with him. He could have been a badass, you know, fucking face of the company if they just would have let his character develop organically and mm-hmm. just let people start to like him. But they try to shove him down our throat so fast, so soon, and it just, like, come on, man. Like, we don't want this dude. He's not ready. So fuck it. Whatever. And then we had the battle of the fucking part-timers.
Which we, I mean, this shows you how important this match was, is we forgot.
Yeah, we forgot it was even on the fucking card.
We forgot. They made a big old deal about this, and especially now with his UFC deal, and, you know, we just forgot. And, yeah, it kind of was, it was better than the Mania match.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then, the, you know, I guess he did Blade. I didn't see it. While you were actually in the bathroom watching it on the tablet on the network for how much? Is it $3.99 or $9.99?
Lena said it was $3.99, so I'm going to call Vince in the morning and ask for my fucking money that he owes me.
$6.99 back, right? Or $6 back.
All the fucking money that he... been taking from me, because he's been charging me $9.99.
Yeah, Lita says it's $3.99. So
I don't know. Vince needs to get her ass in check.
But you know, you were in there, and I was here setting up for this podcast, and Kelly was on her phone playing her slots.
My Vegas slots. Uh-huh. Win real prizes.
Who gave you money, Kelly, on the slots? Axel.
Fucking Axel. Axel giving fuck you
money,
are?
You know, coins, and you know, I just looked to the TV and say, you know, oh shit, and you see like blood pouring out of Orton, and you know that the crowd got up. It was quiet. I was quiet. Kelly put down the game and started watching it, because it was a bad cut.
Shitload of blood.
Yeah, it was a lot of blood, and it was like that thick blood too. Yeah. Like it was man. You know, I feel bad when those guys do that, but you know, and then it ends like that. Just
yeah, there was no. There was no. I mean, they beat the fuck out of each other.
Yeah, but
the tables didn't even collapse.
It's like it's kind of like. Or okay, I'll even give them at Mania at the one in Dallas. You know, even though everyone knew, you know, Reigns was gonna win. You know, I did see people leave during that main event, but they still try to send the crowd home happy with fireworks and all this. And then you have SummerSlam, which is, you know, the second biggest, the WrestleMania, the second, you know, to WrestleMania. And that's how you end it.
There was no ending.
Just confusion stopped. And Randy Orton bleeding and nothing feel good about that moment.
And then, I mean, Brock's going to Raw whenever he does show up. Orton's going to SmackDown, so there's no, like, there's not going to be a conclusion to this. This was, hey, we need to get Orton on the card because we're paying him to not do anything. And then Lesnar needs to be there because it's part of his fucking contract.
Because which is the next big one? Survivor Series, right? And, I mean...
And Survivor Series is losing its luster. You know, like, it's not what it used to be. I mean, they're focusing on WrestleMania, which is what they should be focusing on. And then they focus on SummerSlam, the Rumble. And then Survivor Series, to me, is like their fourth most important pay-per-view. But... SummerSlam being the biggest event of the summer. This is their fucking second to WrestleMania. Big things should be happening. And yeah, they did kind of here, but this did not have a SummerSlam feel to it. It was kind of... A lot of it felt thrown together. All that shit going... There's a lot of shit going on in the company. Everybody's moving around and, you know, they had the brand split. They're trying to bring the guys up from NXT and having the whole... I guess the culture of everything change. But this match was just like... It was almost like they were trying to keep Orton happy and put him in a main event. Yeah. And
Lesnar.
Yeah, in main event. Because Lesnar's not going to work anything but it. And I don't know. I don't know. It just wasn't. It didn't. If I had to grade it A through F, I'd fucking give it like a. Probably like a C minus to a D now.
C minus? Yeah, I'll give it a good old orange pop and C plus.
It didn't feel like SummerSlam. It would have been a regular monthly pay-per-view. I might have given it like a fucking B- or some shit.
And if I would have paid, you know, the
40
bucks, whatever it was,
I
would have been pretty upset. But $3.99 or $9.99, whatever it is, it's still not
us money if it's $3.99.
It's still not a bad deal. Like what so, all right, well, that was our SummerFest. SummerSlam review. Keeping it short, because apparently there's going to be a pay-per-view every 2 weeks. So I guess we'll be pissed off every 2 weeks. And we'll review that. And
you want to talk some food?
Yeah, we can talk some food. I know last week we went to, is it Everyone Loves Raymond's?
Everybody Loves Raymond's.
Everybody Loves Raymond's.
We went to the one on South Paressa. And
We had onion rings, homemade
good,
onion rings.
Good onion. Big onion rings. Nice breading on it. Thick cut onion rings.
The asada fries.
Asada fries were pretty good. They had... They're seasoned fries. They season them. Damn, I don't know what they put on them, but they're seasoned. And they're damn good. And they put the cheese, and then they put asada on top. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my only comment is they could have put some more meat on there. But for what it was, it was pretty good. And I guess well, that was Kelly's number one fries, right? Ever?
Kelly liked the fries.
She said yes.
Ever in the history of the world.
And so she had the regular cheeseburger, right? Plain and dry. So you can taste the meat and the flavor, as that guy said.
As our waiter. He was a good waiter.
Mm-hmm. And I had a fried mushroom burger.
Yeah.
And it had whole fried mushrooms on top, melted cheese and all that. And, you know, that was pretty good. I felt so bad after that meal. Because I ate so much, but it was good. And
I had I think it was just the regular cheeseburger, but it was the big fucker. It was
6-inch.
6 or 8, I don't remember. It was a big one.
No, it was 6 because...
they had to get the homemade buns.
Homemade buns. One. All of them are homemade buns except for the 5-inch burger. But, I mean, that burger was freaking huge.
It was good, man.
It was huge, and that was considered the, I guess, medium burger.
Yeah.
And you know,
it was good. I had that. It had all the fixings on it: lettuce, tomato, pickles, whatever else they put on it. And then it was damn good. And we're gonna be going back and probably try like their Mexican food because they have that on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it was a damn good meal, and it was reasonably priced. Yeah. I think for all that, we paid like 50-something bucks. I mean, it was pretty damn good food. While the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Were winning at the time.
They were beating. Who the fuck were they playing? Oh, the Rams, and ended up losing the end of the night. But hell.
Oh well, it's only preseason.
And then Friday night, I didn't get to watch the game because I was at work. But
yeah, me too.
They beat up on the Dolphins pretty good. That Dak Prescott looking good.
Mm-hmm. I know he had 200 yards.
No.
And like 2 touchdowns.
Playing Madden or something.
But again, he's not going to start. That's why everyone's getting all this hype, and it's going to be Romo.
Until Romo goes down.
Yeah, but I'm okay with that because I'm telling you here now, folks, I am a Romo fan. I always have been, as much as people give me crap for it.
He promised you a Super Bowl.
He promised me. I met him at the Hyatt, and I told him, sir, I believe that you're going to give us a Super Bowl, and I've been a fan since you started. And he said, oh, he thanked me. He was very nice. He didn't have to sign the autograph. He could have actually turned me in and got me fired. But, you know, he signed my little check, and he said, you know, I'm going to do my best to bring a Super Bowl. And I was like, yeah, well, I hope you... He loves to play poker, though, him and Whitten. And, their room smells like crap.
Smells like feet.
Yeah. All their rooms smell like feet. It was terrible. It's a good thing they don't come here anymore.
So we'll be talking some Cowboys once the season gets rolling. And, let's talk a little... I don't know, for you fantasy football people out there, we're in a league.
Well... Hold that thought, because that's actually going to be...
We're going to have a...
But it's going to be a special edition fantasy football podcast.
Oh, man.
And, you know, we'll get some of the family here. You know, maybe not give all the secrets, but, you know, it's just how they feel about their draft. We can interview Petey.
He's been wanting to get on the... On the podcast, and Petey's a guy in our league, and
he likes turtles.
He loves turtles. He has his little sanctuary for his turtles.
Sanctuary at his
How's
house.
It going, Petey? Enjoy the podcast.
Oh, he's one of the few listeners we probably have.
Mm-hmm. So. And so, yeah, we will have a special fantasy football. What is it? VC?
VCFFL, man.
FFL, you know.
Two-time champ, Joe.
Oh, my God. That belt.
We have to interview him. He's got the belt.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Has to. You know, we'll actually take a picture of the belt and him with it. We'll put it on our Twitter and Instagram.
Oh yeah, we got to give that stuff out too for the listeners.
Oh yeah,
our email, because we're gonna want to hear from you folks. We want to hear your questions, comments, suggestions. Tell us we suck. Tell us we're fucking awesome. Tell us we need to get the fuck off the air. Just tell us whatever. We don't give a shit.
And honestly, I actually want anyone that's listening, send us where you're listening from. If you're listening from a different city, a different state, you know, tell us where you're listening from. I'm very interested to see how far this podcast goes, even if it only goes to, you know, zip code 78253. I don't care. Just tell me where you're listening from.
So hit us up on Twitter. What's our Twitter handle?
I have no idea.
I think it is at.
Hold on, we're getting our producer.
Hold on, our producer's checking it out for us. We're new to the podcast world, so you're gonna have to bear with us through some growing pains. So we're at podcast two raw podcast. No, raw, yeah, 210. Raw. So at raw podcast 210 is our Twitter handle.
Same for the Instagram.
Instagram is raw podcast 210, and our email address is rawpodcast210@gmail.com. We might have to change that 210 one day. They're gonna get us another area code.
No, we won't.
210 till we die.
I'm gonna get that. I feel bad for the people that got that tattooed on their neck. You know, now what are they gonna do?
Maybe they'll just add to it.
Well, now what I want to know is, what's the other area code? Is 830 what they're gonna give us? No,
830 is already there. They're gonna give us something else.
So I wonder if people are gonna get that tattooed on their neck, whatever the new one is.
If you have a 210 tattoo, send us an email, send us a tweet, and tell us what you're going to do.
Yeah, tell us what you're going to do. Tell us if you're going to get the new area code tattooed on your neck or other part of your body.
And, send us your questions, your comments. If you guys, whatever you want to hear us talk about, stories from the past, the present, and maybe the future. Anything that you want to hear us talk about, let us know.
Again, this... randomness. That's what we're here for, just to talk about randomness and wrestling.
Send us your food suggestions. If you got a restaurant, you know somebody, a restaurant we need to go check out, let us know. We're foodies, man. We like to eat. We're two fat guys, and we like to eat. And, send us food suggestions, whatever. Just let us know what you want to hear. We're here for the people. This is a podcast for y'all, and we're here to entertain.
That's what we like to do. Just a couple of people like to entertain.
And that's all right. What we're well, born yeah. To do. And we like the name says, randomness and wrestling. You're gonna hear a lot about wrestling, but you're gonna hear a lot of stupid shit. So
not story. Our stories from the road.
Yes, our stories.
We have some. So anything you wanna end with?
Oh, we need sponsors. Send us sponsors if you wanna be a sponsor. I don't know what we'll do. We'll just say your name. Send us money.
Say your name. You know, send us money. We can always buy more equipment or. Yeah.
Go on the road. Maybe take it on the road one day. We'll be broadcasting live from Access or something.
Mm-hmm. Or from Dough. Isn't that the new restaurant?
Well, we went to Dough today, me and the wife. We went to Dough Pizzeria. It was damn good. Last week, we went to Stella Public House at the Blue Star, and that was damn good, too. So we'll get into them and all that soon once we get to... Once we get to our food segments and all that, we get, an itinerary of how our show's going to go. But
I like this one. It was, had a lot of randomness.
Yes, it's gonna have a lot of randomness, and we're having our fantasy football draft in like 2 weeks. So
we'll come back at you with that special edition podcast, and we'll get everyone. You know what? I do want to get everyone.
We're gonna have some trash talking.
That will be that's a group of characters and yes. That podcast will not be for,
the faint of heart.
Faint of heart. There's going to be a lot of swearing. So that's going to be an explicit.
Unleashed version?
Yeah, that will be. Like that
Stone
will
Cold's
be.
Podcast?
That's going to be a bad one. Know what? Now I'm getting scared about that podcast. Yeah. It's going to be real bad.
It's going to be fun.
That may be a train wreck, but fucking a fun ruthless. Train wreck.
Fucking ruthless.
So, all right. So I guess we're in there and come back to you whenever... the next pay-per-view is, and our fantasy football podcast.
Fantasy football podcast is going to be the next one, and probably along with our wrestling reviews and stuff. So, yeah, thank you all for listening, and we appreciate everything. Get a round of applause from our beautiful audience again.
That's all we have, folks. I'm sorry. I know you want more. That's all we have.
All right. Well, we'll see you on the flip side.
All right. See you later.